News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done. They were the words of Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary at the launch of Fine Gael Peter Burke's general election campaign over the weekend. Michael O'Leary joins us now. Michael, you've put the cat among the pigeons in the general election campaign. Do you regret your comments?
Good morning, Shane.
Morning.
Isn't it great that I can add to the gaiety of the day? I think that you slightly selective comment. What I actually said is that the Dáil is full of teachers. There's nothing wrong with teachers. I love teachers. But I do think there's a serious point here.
Let's finish the context.
You asked me a question. Let me finish.
Let's provide the context. Let's give the full quote then. And you're absolutely right. But I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done.
I think this country is facing enormous challenges over the next decade, where the population is going to rise from 5 to 6 million people. Now, we need lots of teachers delivering excellent education in the classroom, but a Dáil where there is a striking surplus of teachers in the Dáil is not necessarily one that's going to get things done. I want to see more people enter the Dáil from private enterprise, from the private sector, and that's the energy we'll need if we're going to fix the infrastructure challenges we face and if we're going to provide housing and infrastructure for a population of 6 million people. I think teachers do a great job in the classroom, but I'm not sure that teachers in the Dáil are necessarily the best people to deliver the kind of change and enterprise we need. I was asked to launch Peter Burke's campaign for re-election in Mullingar. He's the Minister for Trade, Enterprise and Jobs. I think Fine Gael, and I would add Fianna Fáil, have done a great job over the last 5 years creating jobs, creating enterprise, but we need to do more.
Why is a teacher any less qualified than an accountant like Peter Burke to run a government department?
I don't think they're less qualified. I think, but the example of their performance in a number of government departments has been pretty poor. I'll give you the example of Catherine Martin, for example, who's a teacher, Minister for Tourism. She's been Minister for Tourism for 5 years, and what has she delivered? A cap at Dublin Airport. We now can't grow tourism. And I was somewhat amused that recently she took a paper to government saying we should do a campaign to win the British Open Golf, bring it to Dublin. You can't bring it to Dublin while you've a cap at Dublin Airport. And I think Catherine Martin would be far better off back in the classroom doing the valuable work that teachers do and as far away from the reins of government or making decisions where I think she's clearly failed. You look at the RTE example over the last 2 years. She was like a rabbit caught in the headlights of a car, couldn't fix the problem. And the ultimate solution she delivered was to give a subsidy to RTE of 5 million a week for the next 3 years. That's not the kind of change we need. That's not the kind of enterprise we need for the next decade. So I would stand behind nobody in my admiration for the job that teachers do in the classrooms every single day. But I think we need different professions and certainly a better mix of professions in the Dáil if we're going to deliver for a population that's rising rapidly over the next decade.
Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, called your remarks offensive. Do you understand why people might find them offensive?
I think everybody is free to disagree with me. I'm expressing what I think we should do in the next election. I think people should vote for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should transfer to each other. I think nobody should vote for the Greens because they've been like weeds in our economy over the last 5 years and they need to be weeded out. And I would ignore Sinn Féin because if they clearly can't run their own party effectively or efficiently, what chance are they of running a government?
You mentioned the Greens. Its leader, Roderick O'Gorman, said Michael O'Leary is the last person in the world we should listen to for advice on how to vote. Fine Gael need to keep billionaires out of Irish politics. Does he have a point?
I would doubt it. I think we need to keep the Greens out of Irish politics. After 5 years, Dublin is the most congested traffic city in the world. The Transport Minister has refused to take any action on a cap, traffic cap at Dublin Airport, which will result in dramatically higher airfares in almost every area and we have the highest electricity prices in Europe. Under every single heading, the Greens have failed. And I think the best thing that Eamon Ryan could do would be to spend even more time out at a talking shop in Baku. And I would hope everybody this time around in this election will vote for parties that will deliver jobs, enterprise and infrastructure. And that would clearly exclude the Greens.
Why get involved?
And I would say Roderick O'Gorman, another example of a teacher. Minister for Children for the last 5 years, and children's services have never been at a lower ebb in this country.
Are you trying to do to this election what Elon Musk did to the US election? I mean, why get involved at all?
I mean, I was simply invited along to launch or to help Peter Burke launch his campaign locally in Mullingar. You know, and I made a joke about the number of teachers in the Dáil, which I think is a serious issue. We do need better diversity and better representation of business people who can deliver, who I think are trained to make decisions and deliver things. They don't get it right all the time. I wouldn't necessarily agree with a lot of what Donald Trump does. But all I was doing was launching Peter Burke's campaign in Mullingar. And if there's been a pile-on subsequently by the teachers' union and the Sinn Féin and all the left-wing tree-huggers, then I must have said something right.
So you don't regret what you said?
I think what I said was perfectly correct. I love teachers. I think teachers do a great job. But I think there's too many teachers in the Dáil, and we need more. I don't like to see us bring in more. Why can't we get more business people to go into the Dáil, more computer engineers, more engineers? I mean, I think one of the challenges this country faces is we have this archaic system where we needed a TD for every 30,000 people. We're now about to add another 14 TDs to the Dáil. When the population goes to 6 million in the next decade or 7 million by 2050, we could have 300, 400 TDs in the Dáil. Why don't we change the constitution? Let's have one TD for every 60,000 people in the age of social media and better communications. We would halve the number of TDs in the Dáil. By the way, I would halve the number of TDs in the Dáil, but double their pay. I think TDs should be paid twice what they're paid today, but there should be only half the number of TDs. And then I think you would encourage more talent, more people, more business people, more engineers, more computer scientists. Like, the future of efficiency for government services.
Does being a computer scientist, Michael, make you any likely to be a better minister? I mean, you know, when you think of what teachers do, they're at the heart of the community, they're involved in change management, they have to motivate colleagues, they have to inspire and energise students. Change is a constant in schools. Are they not actually as well qualified as anybody to be politicians?
And they are terrific at doing that. I just wish they would more than would spend more time in the schools and less time in the Dáil. And I would give you the example of Catherine Martin and Roderick O'Gorman as two TD or two ex-teachers who are now in the Dáil, who have been frontline ministers for the last 5 years, who have clearly failed to
You've picked two ministers from a party you don't happen to agree with.
No, I picked two ministers whose performance has been shambolic, and I would say,
in your opinion,
not up to the mark. I mean, we have a Minister for Tourism who's hiding, despite the fact that our main airport has a traffic cap, and who is, you know, her performance during the whole RTE shambles of the last 2 or 3 years.
Michael O'Leary, Micheál Martin is a teacher, and he's one of the people you're endorsing. He was a teacher before he went into politics.
I mean, there's exceptions to every rule, Shane. I mean, you know, I wouldn't necessarily endorse a lot of what Donald Trump says either, but there's an example of a businessman who's got into politics.
Okay.
I don't think the Dáil should be full of business people either.
Okay.
I'm struck always at why there's such a... I mean, the most overrepresented group in the Dáil are teachers.
Final,
who do a terrific job in the schools, but not such a good job when they're frontline ministers.
Final question. Do you accept your comments have put Fine Gael on the back foot in this election?
I don't. I mean, I think a lot of people agree with me. A lot of people disagree with me. There was a number of teachers at the function on Saturday who came up to me afterwards and said they agreed with me. But, you know, it's only my opinion. I think, what is a serious issue, and that is the need for more diversity in the Dáil in a jocular way. But I would stand over the remarks. I think the more teachers we have in the classrooms of Ireland, the better. And the fewer teachers we have in the Dáil or in ministerial office, the better.
Ryanair boss Michael Leary, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.